So please open our Bible to Psalms 1 and 2.
So the
pastor purposely asked me to read the Psalms in English. Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I'll make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, or he'll be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. If you heard the English version carefully, in the very beginning of Psalm 1,
他是说有福的人啊,
he said, the blessed one.
那虽然中文的圣经,
although in the Chinese Bible,
要等到第二节,
you had to wait till the second verse.
但是其实原来就是一开始像英文圣经一样,
but in the original language, it's like the English version, the blessed is at the beginning.
而且如果你留心听的话, 在刚刚读完第二篇的最后一节的时候,
and if you listen also here carefully toward the end of the second song,
他又提到说, 有福的人啊,
he said again, blessed are those who take refuge in him.
所以你就会发现, 这两篇诗篇一定要合起来读。
Thus you discover that these two psalms must be read together.
因为诗篇的作者或者是把这个诗篇一起编辑的人,
because the psalm writers or editors,
他清楚地留下来这样的一个像是密码,
they clearly left some code,
让我们知道, 这两篇诗合起来是诗篇的序言。
And let us know that these two psalms together are the preface of the whole psalms.
我们说, 诗篇告诉我们, 人生是像一首诗歌。
We know that the psalms tell us that life is like a poem.
在这样的一首诗歌的当中, 神用很多发生在我们人生中的事情。
And this poem or this psalm that God showed us many things that happened in our life.
来拨动我们的心弦,
and thus to touch our hearts.
让我们可以发出音乐来,
so that we can actually produce music.
起先可能是几个简单的音符，几个简单的单音哈。
At the beginning is just some single notes，
像 do re mi 哈这样子
，like do re mi。
可是慢慢慢慢，我们会变成一首美妙的诗歌，美妙的音乐。
But gradually it becomes a melody, a beautiful song。
可是诗篇在一开始告诉我们
，But at the beginning of the song，
这样的一个人生像一首诗歌，是从有福的人开始。
This life as poem start with a blessed person, a blessed one。
而在诗篇的整个150篇里面
，And in all 150 psalms，
它是从一个有福的人。
It also started with this blessed one.
而这个有福的人明白人生只有两种。
And this blessed one understands that there are only two types of lives.
这是第一篇哈。
We're talking about Psalm 1.
一个是叫做义人的道路。
One is the way of the righteous.
一种是叫做恶人的道路。
Another is the way of the wicked.
没有第三种。
There's no third way.
就像我们说哈，人就是男生跟女生哈。
Just like we say, there are male and female.
后来我就听见说还有第三种人叫牧师。
I heard there are third type called pastors.
因为牧师一坐在那边，就是旁边好像都没有人敢跟他坐一样。
Because when the pastor sits there, no one else wants to sit with them.
人生只有两条道路。
So life, there are only two ways.
没有第三种，没有第四种。
No third or fourth.
而诗篇的第二篇告诉我们
，And Psalm 2 tells us，
扩大我们的眼界
，It expands our vision.
不是只是看我们个人的人生
，It's not just our individual lives.
说世界上只有两种国度
，But say there are two kingdoms of this world.
一种就是世上外邦哈，世上的君王
，It's the one is the rulers of the earth.
另外一个就是。弥赛亚的国度
，and another is the kingdom of the Messiah，
就是我们在第二篇听见的那个受膏者哈，就是弥赛亚。
And that's what the Messiah is the one that we heard about, the anointed one。
那当然，我们知道最终这个第二篇就在讲的这一位弥赛亚是谁呢
？Of course, we know who this Messiah that mentioned in Psalm 2 points to whom。
弥赛亚的意思是他就是那一个神的君王他是 king 他是君王
because Messiah means that he is a king from God
但是在诗篇第二篇的第七节另外还说这位君王很特别
and in verse 7 of Psalm 2 it also mentioned that this king is very special
他是神的什么呢
who is he regarding to God
神的什么呢儿子
yes he's God's son
那这一位就是我们的主耶稣
，and this is our Lord Jesus Christ。
而这世上的所有的国度
，and all the kingdoms in this world。
根据圣经，将来有一天
，based on according to the scripture, one day
都要成为我主及主基督耶稣的国度。
They will all become the kingdom of our Christ。
如果你有机会去一些所谓的博物馆历史博物馆。
If you have a chance to visit some of the historical museums,
甚至你到各个世界的各地去参观都很好哈。
Or if you just travel around the world,
我会鼓励说你去看看哈，包括美国哈、英国各个地方。
Yeah, including the U.S. or U.K. anywhere, I encourage you.
就是那些有放那个总统相片的哈。
Yeah, when you look at all the like the pictures of the presidents,
你看到这些相片，你看见有个共通点。
When you see all these pictures, you will see something in common.
就是他们都怎么样？他们都死了。
Yeah, they're all dead.
但是主耶稣基督他是钉十字架，但是第三天从死里复活的主。
But Lord Jesus Christ, he's resurrected and he's alive.
上帝用他叫他复活。
God raised him up.
来显明，来证明。他本来就是神的儿子，他就是那个君王。
To show that he's son of God, he's that king.
虽然从圣经来看，他是一个很特殊的君王。
Although from the scripture, he is a very special king.
因为他是钉在十字架上的那位弥赛亚，那位君王。
Because he was nailed to the cross, he is that king, that Messiah.
他是 King on the cross.
He's King on the cross.
钉在十字架上的这个君王啊。而这一个在诗篇的第二篇说什么呢？
And what does this Psalm 2 say about?
不仅我们看见有两个国度，
Not only as we see two kingdoms,
我们一定要认识他，
We must know him.
而且这个认识是很亲密的，
And this is a intimate knowing.
他说要用嘴去亲嘴，
You say you will kiss with your mouth.
而且还要投靠他，
And you have to trust him.
这样是有福的，
And such person is blessed.
我不知道当你听见有福的人
I don't know when you heard the term blessed
你心中出现什么样的图画
What pictures shows up in your mind
可能我们都有自己想象的一个图画
Maybe we all have a picture in our mind
想象那个有福的人生成功的人生是像什么样子
We're thinking of how a blessed or successful life is like
我不知道你想到的是什么。
I don't know what would you.
但是我们从圣经来看。
But if we read from the Bible,
什么叫做有福的人
？What does it mean to be blessed?
不是你去听别人讲。
It's not that what you heard from others.
或者你甚至去查字典。
Or you've opened a dictionary.
什么叫做福气哈？有福。
To find out the definition of blessed.
甚至你说圣牧师。我都不去查那些，我查一本神学词典。
Or you even say, Pastor Shen, I'm going to open a theological dictionary.
但是我会告诉大家，你可以去查神学的词典。
But I can tell you that you, yes, you can do open such a dictionary.
但是对于圣经非常重要的这一些词汇
，But some of the most important concepts in the Bible,
像什么叫有福的人呢
？Such as blessed.
什么叫做信心啊
？Such as faith.
什么叫神的慈爱啊？
Such as God's love,
什么叫神的
and mercy,
什么叫神的公义啊
God's righteousness,
是要从圣经本身所呈现的那个故事我们来定义的
You have to understand how the biblical narrative defines such terms.
圣经亲自下定义
The Bible defines themselves itself.
但不是像字典的那样一句话的定义
But it's not likeThe sentences in the dictionary.
它是在这样的一个故事的当中，我们要去揣摩、去明白，然后才说，哦，原来这是它的定义啊。
But in the narrative that we actually try to understand, try to figure it out.
好像刚刚我们所读的109篇哈。
Such as the Psalm 109 we read earlier as a congregation.
我不知道你当时在。男生女生这样读的时候
I don't know how when we read together
哇你说圣经还有这样的祷告
You might be surprised Oh, there was such a prayer in the Bible
我不知道刚刚你读到这个时候你说这怎么回事啊
I don't know if you actually wondered what happened here
而且诗篇150篇当中有一些诗是像这样子的哦
You know, among the 150 Psalms, there are Psalms like this.
不是只有这一篇哦。
Not only Psalm 109.
我们通常说，当然也不是很多啦。
Not that many, but there are some.
但是这样的诗篇，我们通常说是咒诅的诗篇哈。
Such Psalms, we call them curse Psalms.
我们说，这怎么办啊？
You may say, well, what do we do with them now?
写在圣经就是神的话了哈。
In the Bible, that's God's word.
真的哈
It's for real.
我在前几天在中文堂的聚会，我说我是外来的讲员。
A couple of days ago, right here in front of the Chinese congregation, I mentioned that I'm a guest from outside.
那外来的讲员，我们自己要很小心。
And we have to be very careful.
不要讲了一些哈，让留下来，让这边的牧者长老收拾烂摊子哈。
Yeah, I don't want to leave something that you know.Leave the minister here, try to clean up.
不过我就是跟大家提一下。
But I just want to mention.
首先，诗人的内心一定是非常的痛苦。
First of all, the songwriters, he must be, there's a great pain in their heart.
他受到恶人的欺压攻击，痛苦到一个程度。
He was attacked by enemies, and he was in such a painful state.
他会发出这样的一个咒诅。
That they cry out in curses.
但是我们留意哈
But we watch carefully.
他是跟上帝去诉这个苦。
He's only crying out to God.
而且求上帝来出手，来施行公义。
And he's asking God to do the judgment.
而不是他自己去出手。
Not that he himself tried to do something.
他把他自己的痛苦交在上帝的手中。
He lift up his suffering to God's hand.
所以在这当中我们就明白。
Thus we begin to understand.
回到诗篇的第一篇。
We go back to Psalm 1.
他用另外一种方式来呈现，叫恶人的道路却必灭亡。
He expressed in a different way, saying that the way of the wicked leads to destruction or perish.
回到第一篇，这个有福的人。
Go back to the first song, the blessed one.
他是知道说，我要做一个在神眼中被神看作有福的人。
He said that I want to be a person that's blessed in God's eyes.
我绝对不要像那个恶人那样。
I will not be like the wicked.
所以在一开始他是用三个步。
So at the beginning he actually showed three steps.
不从恶人的计谋。
Three not walking step in the wicked.
不要站在罪人的道路。
And not stand in the way that sinners take.
不要坐在亵慢人的座位。
And not sit in the company of mockers.
在描述这个有福的人。
When the psalm describes this blessed one,
他用三个步先让我们知道不要这样。
He uses three nots to tell us not to do these things.
计谋是我们心中在想的事情。
计谋 ，OK. The steps, OK. Walking the step is something that we have in our mind.
那个罪人的道路是他在行走，变成他的一种生活方式。
And the way of the sinners is actually the way of their life.
而那样亵慢人的这个座位，就变成说是他这整个人就是这样的一个人，然后这个决会决定他的最后的结局的。
And in the company of mockers, mean that you're actually a member of them, and this will determine your end results.
那这样的一个。三个步哈，其实是呈现一个画面。
So these three knots actually paint a picture together.
我相信大家有听过一个说法。
I believe that you have heard.
如果我种一个思想，会收一个行动出来。
种一个什么？
思想，一个想法。
If I plant a thought, then it will produce an action.
而我有一个行动的话呢？我行动多了，我会变成一个习惯。
And when I act more and more, it becomes a habit.
而习惯，最后会变成我的生活方式。
And these habits form the way of my life.
而生活方式就这样一直走到最后，我会有一个结果的哈。
And this way gradually leads to my destination.
这是什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这个图画告诉我们
，So this picture tells us，
如果我脑子在想说，哦，这个事情怎么办
？If I begin to think about what to do with this，
我就开始去想说，只要我撒一个小小的谎言
，Maybe I will think， okay， I will just tell a little lie，
啊，那我可能就可以过关了哈。
Maybe I will， pass， this current situation。
一个想法进来了
，This is the thought that entered our mind。
结果我真的就撒了一个谎
，So then you actually did tell a lie。
哎呦，结果真的过关了。
哎 ，you did get away with it。
然后这样的一个行动，然后慢慢就让我形成一个习惯力，就是说我就会变得常常用说谎去过关。
But this action will, over time, lead to a habit that I will use lies to get away with a lot of things。
本来一次，后来说五次、十次，最后你变成一个说谎的专家。
So after 5 times, 10 times, you become an expert in lying.
但是我相信大家都知道这个结果是什么。
And we all know what the end will
be. 我相信你同时也知道。
And you also know.
你说一个小小的谎言。
If a small lie.
你为了要掩饰那个谎言。
To cover up that small lie,
你要再多说另外一个更大一点的谎言。
You have to come up with a bigger lie.
神说不要走这个道路。
God says, don't walk that way.
因为这样走下去，
if you follow that path,
你一定是灭亡的。
It will lead to your destruction.
因为有一个审判的时候，
because there is a time of judgment,
你会站立不住的。
And you will not stand.
你会像糠皮被风吹散的。
You'll be like the chaff and blow away by the wind.
讲更重要的。
And more importantly,
我们要知道这个有福的人，这个义人。
We must know that this blessed righteous one.
那更正面讲，他是怎么样的一个人？
Positively, who he is.
又是一个画面。
There's another picture.
如果我来写诗篇第一篇，
if I were to write Psalm 1.
既然已经说了不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Of course, I already talk about, you know, not to walk in step with the wicked, or in the way that sinners take, or in the company of mockers.
那我就把它写正面的话，很简单嘛。
Then from the flip side, then I'll make it simple.
我就说一个义人，一个好人哈，他在想什么，然后他就有这个好的想法，种一个好的行动，变成一个好的习惯等等。
Then I will start with, you know, a good thought, you know, with the righteous. Then he will do a right thing. Then eventually, be in a good company.
但是你发现诗篇第一篇很奇怪，他不是这样写的。
But you'll be surprised that someone was not written that way.
他只说一件事情。
He just does one thing.
就是在第二节。
That's in verse 2.
他说，你喜爱耶和华的律法。
It says, he who delight in the law of the Lord.
昼夜去思想。
And meditates on his law day and night.
这样的人是有福的。
Such a person is blessed.
他要像一棵树。
He'll be like a tree.
这是一个图像语言哈。
Yeah, this is a picture image.
栽在溪水旁。
And by the streams of water.
按时候结果子。
Yields its fruit in season.
叶子也不枯干。
And the leaf does not wither.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever they do, prospers.
哇，我们说这一棵树有这样的树吗？
We probably would wonder, is there actually such a tree?
常青树哎。
Yeah, it's evergreen tree.
要记得哈，这是一个图像的语言。
Just remember, this is actually a picture.
可是这个图像语言，如果你有去过以色列的话，
But this picture, if you ever been to Israel,
你就可以明白在以色列那边的气候的变化。
Then you will know that the climate, the change of climate in Israel,
是很厉害的哈。
It's very severe.
它是环境是非常恶劣的哈。
The environment is actually not very, very kind.
所以这样的一棵树说，凡它所做的尽都顺利。
So when we say such a tree, actually whatever they do prospers.
它要给我们看见的画面。
The picture that the psalm shows us.
如果你站在以色列的那个地方，你看到有一棵树的时候。
So when you're in Israel and you look at a tree.
你出现的画面
，the picture in your mind，
绝对不是
，it would not be，
哦，这个人像这棵树，顺利的意思就是说，哦，他的生活、他的求学、工作都是平平顺顺的，无灾无病的。
You would not picture a person as a tree that everything in his life would be all smooth, or everything is easy.With his life, his studies, everything is smooth.
相反的，你会有一个非常正确的画面出来。
On the contrary, you will have actually the right picture.
就是不管那个环境如何的恶劣
，But regardless how harsh the environment is,
这棵树竟然可以继续的结果子，叶子也不枯干。
This tree can continue to grow and bear fruit, and the leaf does not wither.
不是它是一帆风顺的。
It's not like everything is smooth.
而是在各样，尤其在恶劣的环境，它还是屹立不摇。
But in all environments, especially the harsh ones, the tree stands.
而且它可以结果子。
And it bears fruits.
所以这边出现了一个图画，就是说这样的一个有福的人。
So the picture here gives us that such a blessed person，
他是一个可以在各样恶劣环境当中，他都可以生存的哈。
He can survive in all kinds of environments。
但不仅只是生存而已。
Not only surviving。
他可以去成为一个祝福别人的人哈。
But also thriving and to bless others。
不仅自己得到福气，而且他可以把福气分享给别人，因为他是一个结果子的树。
Not only the tree, him, they receive the blessings, but they also share the blessing to others。
那你就说，怎么会有这样的一棵树出来呢？
Then you probably will wonder how does this tree come about?
答案也是在圣经里面啊。
The answer is also in the Bible.
因为树，这棵树有源源不断的溪水来供应它的养分。
Because this tree has these streams of water that continuously provide the source.
所以你看见这棵树可以成为一个常青树，可以在各样恶劣环境屹立不摇的那个真正的原因了吗？
Now you understand how this tree is an evergreen tree that can stand in all environment.
溪水是什么？
What is streams of water?
溪水是什么呢？
What are streams of water?
答案都也在圣经里面哈。
The answer is also in the Bible.
溪水就是第二节所说的神的律法，神的话。
The streams of water is actually pointed to verse 2.The law of the Lord.
而神的话会像那个溪水不断地供应我的养分，所以我可以成为一个有福的人，而且去祝福别人的人。
So this law of the Lord, or God's word, will continue to provide the nutrition to this life so that we can be a blessing to others.
但是现在有一个非常有意思的点。
But here's a very interesting point.
在这边他特别强调的
Here,
他不是说为顺服耶和华律法昼夜思想这人便为有福。
The emphasis is not on obedience of the law of the Lord.
他是说什么呢？
What does it say?
他说喜爱。
It says delight.
OK, 我的意思千万大家不要误会哈。
I don't want you to misunderstand me.
我不是说不要顺服上帝的话。
I will not say not to obey God's word.
上帝的话说给我们听，我们听了就是要去遵行，要顺服的。
When we hear God's word, we are to obey and to act.
但是诗篇，神感动诗人写下来。
But in this psalm, God actually inspired the songwriter.
不是因为不写顺服，不是因为顺服不重要。
When the word obedience is not here, doesn't mean it's not important.
而是因为你顺服是一个外面的行动，你去遵行神的话，一个外在的行动。
Because obedience is more like outward action.
你必须内心要从喜爱神的话开始。
But you must start with a delight deep in your heart.
看见了吗？
Do you see it?
而且在第三节所说的这棵树，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And in verse 3, it says, whatever they do prospers.
其实圣经一旦出现这样的句子，
In fact, in the Bible, when such sentence appears,
怎么样的句子呢？
What sentences?
就是你看了说，我好像在其他什么地方也看到过。
It reminds you of some other places in the Bible.
这个就很重要啊。
Now this will be...Very important.
就是你一看见这句话
，When you see this sentence，
你说我好像在哪边看到过哎
，I seem to see it somewhere else。
请问你在哪边看到过啊
？Do you remember where we seen this in elsewhere in the Bible？
啊，我要走下来啊。
好 ，He will interact with you。
请问你在哪边看到过？想想看。
Does that remind you? Where do you see?
这个弟兄很棒哈。
Yeah.
他说这个整个的那个句子哈，其实是在耶利米书的十七章出现过。
He said this whole sentence actually appeared in Jeremiah's chapter 17.
然后这样的树在以西结书的47章那个新的那个圣殿神的荣耀又回来之后
and this tree actually appeared in the book of Ezekiel
那个水生命的水从圣所流出来
and that the water of life coming out of from the holy temple
它流经的地方那个长的那个树木就是这样的特征
And those trees actually are with this kind of characteristics.
但是那些都在大先知书里面。
And those are in the major prophets' books.
那如果我们站立在诗篇哈
，But if we actually look from the Psalms,
你去眺望那些大先知哈，耶利米书啊，以西结书。
Yeah, you look at those major prophets' books like Jeremiah or Ezekiel.
可以的，很重要哈。
It's very important.
但是如果你往回头去看呢
？But if you actually look back,
比如说在摩西五经里面，你想到谁呀
？Who do you remind in the law of Moses?
是有这个特征，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Someone who, everything he does prospers.
而且是在各样恶劣的环境哦。
And it's actually in a very harsh environment.
谁呢
？Who?
约瑟。
Joseph.
然后你再去想
And you think again,
在 CCIC Cupertino 刚刚结束的主日学
Just in the, the one of the CCIC Cupertino Sunday school class,
我就跟青少年们讲哈
I'll just talk to the youth.
我是说给大人说给你们父母亲听的哈
And I will actually tell your parents.
还有另外一个人
There's another person.
像约瑟一样
Like Joseph,
神就很清楚地对他说
God clearly told him
哇你接下来的任务很不简单哦
Your task at hand is not easy
但是你只要昼夜思想我的话
But if you meditate my word day and night
我会让你经验到凡你所做的尽都顺利
And everything does will prosper
你脚踏过的地方
Everywhere you stepped on
我一定赐给你
I will give to you
是谁呀
Who's that?
Joshua. Joshua, 约书亚。
Yes, Joshua.
因为你们刚好有一个约书亚记的那个班刚刚结束，是吗？
Just,
我说的是应该是 Cupertino, 对吧？
Yes.
是 Cupertino, 哈哈。
Yeah, we just had
约书亚。
So Joshua is another example.
所以诗篇的作者。
So the psalm writer.
他留下的又是另外一个很重要的 code, 一个密码。
He left another important code.
他叫所有读圣经的人
He asked all the people who read the scriptures
一看到这节圣经
When they see this verse
就像刚刚我们所做的这个练习
Just like the exercise we just did
他要让你想到约瑟
He wants to remind you of Joseph
他要让你想到约书亚
He wants to remind you of Joshua
所以你会有一个更形象的一个图画出来
So you have a more vivid picture
不再只是那棵树而已
It's not just that tree,
有活生生的人物
but actually some real people.
告诉你什么样的样子是这样有福的人
to tell you what kind of people are like this blessed one.
你看见了吗
Do you see it?
那当然刚刚一开始回答的耶利米书以西结书也很重要哈
Of course, what we mentioned earlier of Jeremiah or Ezekiel, they're also very important.
好但是现在问题来了哈
But now we have a question.
真正的关键
The key
对约瑟对约书亚
To Joseph, to Joshua
对耶利米对以西结
To Jeremiah, to Ezekiel
他们都懂一个事情
They all know one thing
就是第一重要的是要喜爱耶和华的律法
Most important thing is to delight in God's word
如果用先知耶利米做例子
If we useJeremiah as an example.
耶利米形容说神的话好像什么呢
？How does he describe God's word?
很好吃的食物。
It's like a delicious food.
他把神的话当作很好吃的食物就吃了。
And he ate it. This is delicious food. Delicious food.
为什么
？Why?
因为很好吃嘛。
Because it tastes good.
他很爱嘛。
Because he loves it.
他喜爱嘛。
He delights in it.
但讲到这里你一定会想那我怎么去喜爱神的律法呢
By now you must wonder then how do I delight in God's word
我知道 约瑟，我知道约书亚，我知道耶利米、以西结，他们都很爱神的律法。
Yeah, I know Joseph, Joshua, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they all delighted in God's word.
但是我对神的话也不能够说不爱，但是好像那个感觉不是很强烈。
I cannot say I don't love God's word, but it's not that strong.
哇，如果这是你的问题哈，我告诉你一个好消息。
If this is your problem, I will tell you a good news.
在耶稣基督里面有出路的啦。
In Jesus Christ, there's always a way.
因为神造我们这个人呐。
Because when God created us,
最深层的需要哈。
The innermost, the deepest need,
就是我们非常渴求要在一个关系当中去经验那样的喜乐。
Is that we thirst, we hunger for such a joy of such an intimate relationship.
我怎么知道呢？
How do I know?
因为耶稣已经讲了。
Because Jesus already told us.
在约翰福音的十五章十一节。
In John chapter 15 and verses 11.
在那边耶稣讲完他是真葡萄树。
Jesus said that he's the true vine.
那我们是什么呢？
And who are we?
我们是跟他连结的嘛哈。
Yeah, we're connected, we're the branches.
我们是那些枝子。
Yeah.
但是耶稣讲完这么多的东西，他就跟门徒说
and after saying all this, he told the disciples.
耶稣说，我跟你们讲这么多，我要告诉你，我只有一个目的。
He told them that I told you all these things, I just have one purpose.
耶稣说，是要叫我的喜乐
that my joy
存在你们心里面
may be in you.
所以我就请问大家哈，因为耶稣很知道，因为耶稣造我们的嘛。
So, I'm going to ask you. Of course, Jesus knows because He created us.
那什么叫做主耶稣的喜乐呢
？What is Jesus' joy?
也就是说，当耶稣在那边说整个救恩哈，神很不容易成就了这个救恩，还要牺牲耶稣哈，死在十字架上的救恩哈。
Because this salvation, which didn't come easy, because He had to sacrifice.Himself on the cross,
是只有一个目的，从约翰福音哈。
All this is just for one purpose.
是要把一个叫做主耶稣的喜乐给我们。
Is to give us this joy of the Lord Jesus.
那所以什么叫主耶稣的喜乐
？So what is Jesus' joy?
当主耶稣在讲那句话的时候，说我的喜乐。
So when Jesus say that my joy.
他想到他自己什么经验呢
？What did he think?
藏在天父的爱里面的经验是吧
？That he is always in.
我好像刚听见这边有一个姐妹的回答哈。
I seem to hear a sister here.
高手，就是主耶稣，他真的，他真正的那个经验是只有他跟天父的。
But because that experience is unique, because that's he with his father.
因为从永恒当中就是这样嘛。
Because that is there in eternity.
也就是说，当神造我们人的时候
，So in other words, when God created us,
他也把我们造成说，我们是需要活在这样的喜乐里面。
He intended that we would live also in such a joy.
但是这样的喜乐不再只是好像我很开心开心。
But it's not just I'm happy.
而是 relational，
but it's really
是跟
关系上的，
关系上的是跟耶稣跟天父进入到那一种关系的喜乐。
It is when Jesus and the Father they entered such, they are actually in such a relationship.
这是一个什么样的图画呢
？So what does that picture look like？
就是耶稣会对你说
，That is that Jesus will say to you，
哇，我好开心可以跟你在一起哦。
I'm very happy to be with you.
然后你也会跟耶稣说
，And you will reply
啊，说什么呢
？What do you say？
我也好开心跟你在一起啊。
You will say me too。
但是当这个事情我们没有足够经验的时候
，But when we do not have enough such experience，
而我们这个人被神造的，就是要寻求这样的喜乐，而却不在神去找的时候。
It's that we actually are looking, we're seeking for such joy, but we were not doing this in God.
我们的心，我们整个人会从别的地方去找替代品。
then we would look elsewhere. If we do not find that in God, we'll look elsewhere to find the replacement.
而我们从别的地方找到的那个替代品，是因为我们非常渴求要找这样的喜乐。
But we have to look for other substitute because we actually thirst such joy.
但是我们所有找到的都是为喜乐，是 pseudo joy.
What all we found is we call pseudo joy.
圣经说这些替代品。
The Bible says these substitute.
说得很清楚。
Very clearly.
我是用替代品哈。
Yeah, I say substitute.
圣经给他一个名词，这些所有的替代品叫什么呢？
But what Bible says,
叫偶像。
It's called idols.
也就是说，你心里面最喜爱的。
That is the thing that you long the most.
所以从这个角度来看，
So from this perspective,
如果这是一个最深刻的，我们说神学的问题哈。
If this is one of the deepest theological question.
我们就要从这个角度重新来看我们遇到的挑战。
We must reflect again on our challenges.
如果用我们今天的活的这个 世代哈。
If we were talking about the era that we are living in.
那什么叫做为喜乐呢？
What it means to be a pseudo joy.
就是这个。
Do you see? An iPhone, a smartphone.
今天我们会说
Today we would say
我们跟这个是不离不弃
We cannot live without this I have one too, right?
什么叫做为喜乐
What is pseudo joy?
就是因为你太爱这个
It's because you love this so much.
晚上你过了睡觉的时间，你身体很疲倦的，人都躺在床上了。
You're so tired at night. You're already lying in the bed.
可是你不想睡。
But you do not want sleep.
你还是想要滑一滑手机。
You want to still swipe up and down left and right.
我不知道你有这个经验吗
？I don't know if you have such experience.
我只是举个例子哈。
This is just one example.
神造我们
God created us
是把我们造成只有在跟神有那个亲密关系中的喜乐
It is for the joy only existing in the intimate relationship with God
我们才能够得到真正的满足
That's when we were truly satisfied
所以在教会历史上有几个比较聪明的人啊
So in church history, there were a few smart, wise ones.
就会说这样的话。
They would say,
说，比如说我们的心
，like our heart,
在别的地方都找不到安息，只有在神里面才能够找到安息。
Cannot rest in anything else but in God.
知道是谁说的吗？哈
，You know who said that?
知道我就不讲哈。还有另外一个也很聪明的人。
There's another wise man.
说我们在这个世界上哈，在今生这个，在这个世界上哈，我们一直在寻找，在寻找，很渴求。
He said, "In this world, we look for something."
结果发现
again,
结果发现找不到。
And we could not find it.
那因为那个答案
，because the answer，
我们是为另外一个世界造的。
Is actually for another world.
知道这个句话是谁说的吗？哈
，C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis.
Yes.C.S. Lewis 很棒哈，所以我是很敬佩你们了。跟你们讲解经神学历史人物，你们通通都知道。
We are prepared, yes.
所以我们就发现说，为什么诗人要跟我们讲喜爱
？So this is where we realized why the psalm writer tell us about delight.
我不知道你们有点感觉了。
I don't know if now have some feeling about it now.
如果你就想哈
，If you think about it，
你把你对这个的热爱
，If you transfer or turn your love for this，
你拿来读圣经
，into reading God's word。
哦，我想你的圣经会读得很好。
I believe your grasp of the word will be much better.
因为我有一次在带我们英文堂的年轻人。
Because one time I was leading a gathering of the youth in our English congregation.
用一个比较不一样的读圣经的方法。
I was trying a different, somewhat different method.
来读诗篇第一篇。
And for Psalm 1.
然后我就到各个小组去走一走。
So I actually worked around among the small groups.
我就听见我们英文堂有个年轻人。
I heard a youth.
他说我从今天回去。
He said, from today on,
我一定要把这个看手机的时间 cut, 把它砍掉。
I'm going to cut my time on the iPhone.
要来好好读神的话。
And I will start reading more of God's word.
因为只有在跟耶稣的关系当中，
Because only in or through Jesus, the relationship with Jesus Christ.
而且是透过我们过去几天在中文堂讲的，从感恩进入。
And also through what we shared the last couple of days, through thanksgiving.
你会觉得耶稣就好像真的就在你的前面。
And you will see that Jesus almost just like right.
你跟他面对面。
And you're with him face to face.
你透过感恩来跟他连结。
Through thanksgiving, we connect with him.
你会感觉到耶稣就在对你说：“我好开心跟你在一起哦。”
You almost can hear Jesus says, "I'm so delighted to be with
you." 那你是这个感恩的人呢、啊、
？And you are a man of thanksgiving.
你等于在跟耶稣说：“哦、我也好开心跟你在一起哦。”
And you would reply saying, "I'm also delighted to be with you."
这样一个在关系当中的喜乐
，And this joy in such relationship，
就是这边在讲的喜爱
，And is this.Exactly what this delight means.
所以你就说，圣牧师，那究竟是因为我好好读圣经，我跟耶稣的关系更亲密
？So you ask, Pastor Shen, does it mean that I read God's word so I can build this relationship?
或者我就是学会感恩，然后我就真的在这当中好喜乐，所以我就有一个喜爱读神话语的心。
Or do I learn how to give thanks so that I would delight in God's word as well?
就是这种所谓鸡生蛋还是蛋生鸡的问题哈。
So this is a problem of chicken and egg.
可能是在座有一些人会去想的哈。
So this is something that some of you might try to figure out.
那所以究竟是鸡生蛋还是蛋生鸡呢
？So which comes first, chicken or egg?
是因为你跟神有这个同在的关系的喜乐，所以你就更喜爱读圣经，或者说你读圣经更让你这个究竟是？谁先谁后
Is it because you have the relationship so that you delight in God's word, or because you enjoy reading God's word so you have this relationship? Which one comes first?
我就请问大家
So I'm asking you.
你觉得从圣经，从神
，Do you think that it's from God first?
从神的观点
，from God's word first.
如果我们问这个问题
，If we ask this question,
神会给我们什么答案
？What would God answer you?
啊，你哪边开始都好啊。
He said, "Which one?
不管你从哪边切入
，No matter where you start,
你会有一个善性的循环出来吗
？You will have actually a good cycle.
有的人说，我就好好读圣经，哇，我就更渴慕。
Yeah, some people start with reading God's word and become actually a longing for God.
因为他在读圣经当中，他遇见了耶稣，就是诗篇第二篇。
Because through reading the scripture, he meets Jesus Christ, and which we will see in Psalm 2.
或者你因为感恩跟耶稣的祷告，你觉得好轻，所以你更喜欢去读圣经。
Or because through giving thanks through your prayer, you also become more.
最终的结果都是一样。
Delight more in reading God's word.
最终的结果就是你会喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
And the result would be that you would delight in the Lord of of God.
所以我不管你从
meditate on day and night.
所以我不管你从哪边切入。
So I, for me, it doesn't really matter where you start.
可是你一定要从某一个地方开始吧。
But you must start somewhere.
但是有福的人
，But the blessed one,
是一个可以经验到像这棵树，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Will experience this tree, whatever they do, prospers.
不是因为一帆风顺
，It's not because everything is going to smooth，
而是因为他可以有神的话给他的力量。
But because God's word give them，
所以他在各样恶劣的环境
So in all harsh environments,
神的话给他力量，所以他可以屹立不摇。
So God's word gave them the strength so that they could stand.
但是这个有福的人的图画不是只是这样哦。
But the picture of this blessed one is not only this.
如果我们回想约瑟的一生，
If we go back to the life of Joseph,
在创世纪常常会出现一句话。
In Genesis, we often read this sentence.
是因为什么？然后约瑟他所做的就是都顺利。
Because of something.
因为什么？
Therefore, Joseph's everything does.
因为神怎么样？与他同在。
Because God was with him.
在中文圣经翻译的那个第六节说，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，知道。
In verse 6 here, in Psalm 1, it says, The Lord knows the way of the righteous.
但是其实刚刚我们弟兄他读出来的那个英文的翻译其实更准确哈。
Actually, the verse that we read earlier, the version that I read is watches over the way of the righteous. This is probably a more accurate translation.
听见了吗？ Watch.
Did you hear that? Watch.
那当然，你可以说知道是一种很亲密的知道，不是只是知道你是谁啊， yeah. 是神很亲密的认识你。
Of course, we know knowing is a intimate relationship. It's not just a knowledge.
但是看顾哈。
But this watching over,
更是带着神那种像父亲看着孩子那种关爱哈、关心哈、很关注他的图像。
Yeah.Yeah, carries the picture of a father's love, care, and concern.
所以，因着神这样的关心我们，关爱我们。
And because of this care, this love that God has for us,
他与我们同在。
He is with us.
所以，我们是有福的人。
Therefore, we are blessed ones.
因为我们在经验上帝的看顾。
Because we are experiencing.God's care.
但是这个有福的人不是自己这样的经验福气。
But this blessed one is not because of him.
而是可以成为祝福别人的人。
Yeah, it's not just for him, but also become a blessing to others.
就像约瑟跟约书亚。
Just like Joseph and Joshua.
他们让他们身旁周围的人都得到很大的福气。
Because they make all the people around them to be blessed as well.
可是诗篇的第二篇
But in Psalm 2,
更告诉我们这个有福的人
tells more about this blessed one.
是一个在读圣经当中会遇见耶稣基督的人
is the one who meets Jesus Christ through the reading of the scriptures.
也就是说他知道耶稣是谁
That is, that he knows who Jesus is.
而且更在圣经当中包含诗篇。
And also in the scripture that contains the Psalms.
就像圣经的诗篇。
Yeah, it's just like Psalms.
是耶稣基督的诗篇。
It's actually Jesus' Psalms.
他真的能够看见耶稣。
He can actually see Jesus Christ.
而且这样的看见不仅让他在爱里面
and such understanding will not only enable them to love,
要去投靠耶稣
to trust Jesus.
而且他是在爱里面他会去敬畏
but also in love, he will be in awe.
这个都写在圣经里面了
It's all in the scripture.
不是只有爱
It's not just, you know, love.
也不是只有敬畏。
And it's not just fear.
是一边有爱。
But love and fear.
一边又敬畏。
Together.
但是在我们最后结束的时候。
But in closing.
我们说为什么这是主耶稣的诗篇。
Why do we say this is Lord Jesus' psalm?
我们就从第一篇开始想起。
We start with Psalm 1.
在第一篇里面这样的一个义人。
In Psalm 1, this righteous one,
不从恶人的计谋,
it does not walk in step with the wicked,
不占罪人的道路,
and does not stand in the way that sinners take,
不坐亵慢人的座位,
and he does not sit in the company of mockers,
唯喜爱耶和华的律法,
but only delights in the Lord, in the law of the Lord,
昼夜思想,
and meditates on the law,
这样的一个义人。
Such a righteous one.
你说会是谁啊？
You would ask who that might be.
你当然可能心中就想，哦，那可不可能像那个我们说的那个信心之父哈，信心的伟人亚伯拉罕？
You may say maybe those the just like those faithful people.
知道亚伯拉罕是谁吗？
Yeah, people of faith.、Right.
但是我就请你想一想，如果你看过创世纪对亚伯拉罕的描述。
But I just want you to think about Abraham in Genesis.
真的，他的信心哈，神一路的锻炼他，很棒。
It's obvious that you know, God actually trained him as he grew his faith.
可是你要能够换位思考啊。
But let's also look from his perspective.
你要想象你自己是做亚伯拉罕的太太。
Think of you are Abraham's wife.
我请问你，如果你自己是做亚伯拉罕太太的话哈。
If you are Abraham's wife,
你会想怎么对待他？
How would you treat him?
我就在想说，如果我是亚伯拉罕的太太，
I thought that if I were Abraham's wife,
我想掐死他。
I want, you know, choke him.
Yes.
Yeah.
我不知道在座姐妹哈，你会不会看亚伯拉罕？哇，如果这是我老公哈。
I don't know the sisters in the audience. How would you think, you know, if this is where your husband?
哇，那你就说圣牧师，那亚伯拉罕可能很难成为诗篇第一篇的这个义人的这个候选人哈。
So you may say, okay, Abraham may not be a candidate for this righteous one in Psalm 1.
那我们说换一个吧。
Let's try another one.
摩西呢？
What about Moses?
摩西挺不错的哈。
Moses is quite okay.
但是如果你是作为被他打死的那个人哈，
but you were the one who were killed by him.
我想你大概不会很高兴哈。
You probably won't be very happy.
而且摩西他后来因为急躁，言语急躁，等等这些故事，如果你熟悉的话，你就知道我在讲什么。
And if you're familiar with the Moses' stories, where he also got very anxious and later on.
哇，你说。那怎么办？摩西好像也很难成为这个候选人。
So maybe Moses is not also the right candidate.
哎，那你可能就会说，圣牧师，你最近在我们这边讲的那个诗篇，很多都是大卫这个君王写的哈。
So, Pastor Shen, you are sure about, you know, David, the writer of most of the Psalms.
而且上帝亲自盖章哈，说大卫是合我心意的人。
And God himself said that David is the man.Of God's heart.
你会选大卫吗？
Would you choose David?
他不只是犯了奸淫哈，不只是犯了谋杀罪。
Probably not. Not only he committed adultery or murder.
他犯了一个更严重的东西，在神的眼中。
There was actually a greater sin.
如果你真的读懂神透过先知拿单跟他讲的那个故事，
If you really understand Prophet Nathan, through Nathan, the story that he told David,
他有一个更严重的罪哦。
There was actually a more serious sin.
但是我一定不要告诉你。
I will not tell you.
因为我是外来的讲员。
Because I am a speaker.
一切以你们这边的牧者跟传道人跟长老教的为准。
Yeah, go according to our leaders, teacher.
哦，你说圣牧师，你这样对我们很不好。
We say, well, don't treat us like that.
吊人胃口哈。
Yeah, now we hunger even more.
你私下问我，我可能我会想一想你是谁，我会告诉你哈。
If you ask him privately, maybe you will get an answer.
那你说哇，那大卫也很难成为这一个候选人喽。
So maybe.David is not the right candidate either.
那有谁呢？
Then who else?
约瑟。
Some say Joseph.
你知道约瑟是一个打小报告的人啊。
I didn't get that.
打小报告。
Oh, okay, yeah, he's a whistleblower.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay, 那你就说。看遍圣经。
So in the scriptures, throughout the scriptures,
只可能一个人。
There were only one.
谁呢？就是耶稣。
That's Jesus.
如果诗篇第一篇我们说真正像这样子的仔细想一想只有耶稣的话，
If we actually ponder very carefully about someone and realizing only Jesus can be this righteous one.
而我们今天继续读到第二篇的时候，
And when we actually come to Psalm 2,
我们知道要怎么去信靠他，用嘴亲嘴。
Then we'll know how to trust him, how to kiss him.
我们真的信靠他，信进去了。
And we really, really actually believe in him.
我们真的跟耶稣连接在一起。
We truly connected with him.
与主合一。
And we are one.
与主联合。
To be one with the Lord.
耶稣在我里面，我在耶稣里面。
Jesus in me and I mean Jesus.
所以我也可以成为。
And then I can also be
像这样的一个有福的人，那个义人。
Like this blessed one, this righteous one.
因为我在耶稣基督里面。
Because I am in Jesus.
这是福音，这是好消息。
And this is the gospel, this is good news.
所以把第一篇跟第二篇合起来。
So we combine Psalm 1 and Psalm 2.
谁是那个有福的人呢？
Who's the blessed one?
谁是在神的眼中看为有福的人呢？
Who is the blessed one in God's eyes?
就是他在读圣经，喜爱神的话。
Is the one who reads the scripture and delights in God's word.
昼夜思想神的话。
Meditates on God's word day and night.
而在这当中，他每一次去读，每一次去想默想，好像动物犯愁那样的去思想，他都遇见了耶稣。
And every time he or she reads or meditates, they meet Jesus.
而遇见耶稣之后，他愿意投靠耶稣。
And after meeting Jesus, he would like to trust in him.
他爱耶稣。
And he would love Jesus.
但是又会敬畏耶稣基督。
But also at the time fear Jesus.
因为他是 king, 他是那一位君王。
Because he's king.
但是他是 king on the cross.
He's king on cross.
他是死在十字架上的君王，所以他配得我的爱戴，因为他的那个十字架的牺牲让我俯伏在地的来爱戴他。
Because, so he deserved all this worship because his sacrifice on the cross enabled me to worship him.
所以爱跟敬畏耶稣就不可能分开的了。
So love and the fear of Jesus will not be separate.
因为他是君王，所以我一定要好好的存着战兢、存着敬畏的心来侍奉他。
So because he is king, so I'll serve him with fear and with trembling.
但是我之所以会这样子，因为是在耶稣十字架的大爱里面。
But I can do this is because of the love of the cross.
而这个爱驱动我来喜爱神的话。
And this love leads me to delight in God's word.
这样的爱帮助我在爱里面来听耶稣的话，来顺服耶稣。
And this love helps me to listen and obey Jesus.
你愿意成为这样一个有福的人吗？
Do you want to become such a blessed one?
是在上帝的眼中有福的人。
And a blessed one in God's eyes.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣基督，
Lord Jesus,
我们现在来到你的面前。
We now come to you.
我们看见你在诗篇第一篇跟第二篇当中。
We see you in Psalms 1 and 2.
是真的就看见你是在这个当中的。
We truly, truly see you in them.
所以就帮助我们。
So please help us.
既然我们在读神的话里面，我们遇见了你。
Let us to meet you every time when we read the Bible.
所以我们会有一个爱你的心，信靠你的心就生发出来。
And because of that, A love for you will come out.
如果我们觉察我们的内心没有这样的爱，没有这样的信心出来，
If we do not sense that love, that delight, that faith in us,
我们会向你呼求。
We would ask you, we would cry out to you.
求主耶稣在我的内心里面创造出来这样的爱，这样的对你的信心。
And we ask the Lord to produce such a love and faith in us.
让我们的心可以趋向你。
And may our heart be drawn to you.
让我们渴求在跟你那样一个同在关系当中的喜乐。
And we want thirst and hunger for such a joy in this presence of you.
所以我们就不再，我们的心不会再被那一些替代品，圣经说的偶像吸引走。
So our hearts will not be drawn away by those substitutes, those idols.
我们不要，我们拒绝这一些为喜乐。
We would refuse such pseudo joy.
无论那一个是我们的手机。
Whether it's our smartphone,
是我们的工作
or our work,
是我们的儿女
or our children,
是我们的地位
or our position,
或者是我们所谓的公司的这样的 401k 退休金
or 401k, our income.
求主你帮助我们
Lord, please help us.
让我们都渴望成为你眼中有福的人。
May we all become a blessed ones in your eyes.
因为你要我们成为这样有福的人，最终你要让我们像以西结书、像耶利米书那样，我们可以去成为祝福别人的人。
And not only we become the blessed ones, but you also, like in Jeremiah and Ezekiel, we would become a blessing to others.
所以凡是我们接触认识的人
，So every people that we run into,
可能是我们的邻居、同事、朋友
，maybe our neighbors, our coworkers, our friends，
更不要说我们自己的家人跟我们的亲戚
，not mention our families and relatives，
都因为我们
，all through us, because of us，
他们可以来认识耶稣基督，信靠耶稣基督
，they would come to know you and trust you，
听我们的祷告
，may listen to our prayer，
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
，and in Jesus' name we pray。
Amen.